Morning, everyone. Here's Jack Kilty again in Once Upon Our Time.
Oh, my name is Jack Kilty. I bid you good day, and I thank you for letting me wander your way with songs and with stories both tender and gay. I yodle, I yodle, I yodle, I yay.
Yes, it's Jack Kilty, Broadway's bright young singing star, with another in this series of his own programs. 15 minutes a day of your favorite songs, and another story based upon things that happened once upon our time.
This is a story that happened a long time ago, and yet it's a story that belongs to our time. The story of a girl and her love. Oh, it wasn't a glittering, glamorous romance, for this was 110 years ago in the frontier west, in a little prairie town in Illinois. It was a crude, barren little settlement, where the biggest excitement was caused by the occasional arrivals of a new family from the east. But usually the few ox-drawn prairie schooners rumbled by, leaving only a slowly disappearing cloud of dust, and the village as silent and sleepy as before. But it's always exciting to be 18, especially in the spring with summer coming on. And Anne was 18. She felt the wind blow over the prairies, that soft, persistent, never-ceasing, lonesome wind. She watched the sunlight glittering on the greening, dew-drenched fields. Watched the sun slowly, so slowly sink into the west, spreading a golden twilight haze over the endless fields. And watched the stars come out one by one. She walked by the river where a few wildflowers grew, and there was a dreamy, faraway look in her eyes when she sometimes lay in a hidden spot on the riverbank and looked up at the sky. We hope that they were lovely dreams, for dreams were all the happiness she really ever knew.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Yes, Anne was 18 that summer, a pretty girl with a heart filled with dreams. And although there was a smile on her face sometimes as her dreams came and went, her dreams were troubled. She'd fallen in love with John McNeil the year before, and he with her. At least, it had seemed that way. He'd wanted her to marry him. She'd supposed that she should, and that she wanted to, for he was prosperous and strong and kind. And those were things a girl must think of. But then he'd gone back east. He had to visit his family, and the months had gone by with little word from him. Of course, John wasn't much of a hand for writing, and the mails were slow, but, well, she felt lonely and disappointed. There was an ache in her heart, and a wondering. And then, too, there was something else. You see, there was that young giant of a man who'd come to town some time before, who looked at her and spoke so shyly. She couldn't help smiling at him. He was so plain and awkward, and yet, maybe it was her loneliness, or maybe it was his, for he seemed lonely, too. Maybe that's what drew them together. They walked together sometimes, walked together by the river and watched the stream by the mill. He was silent, mostly, and there was a strength about him and a gentleness that reminded you of the mountains where his folks had come from. And there was a sadness, too, like the songs that had drifted westward from those very mountains.
On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover from a courtin' too slow. A courtin's a pleasure, a flirtin's a grief, a false-hearted lover is worse than a thief.
Yes, it was a shy and strange romance between these two. This pretty girl with a solemn face, yet sparkling eyes, eager for life and happiness, yet hurt and troubled by the past. And this tall man, what of him? They called him shiftless and lazy and dreamy sometimes. Yet he worked hard enough when he chose, surveying, clerking in the general store, doing whatever came to hand. He even studied books sometimes, though that seemed rather foolish. He seemed aimless, all right, and yet to her he had a look about him. Perhaps only she saw it. He seemed to look beyond this little town and beyond the prairies. And there seemed to be something stirring within him, a longing to do something more than just settle down and make a living from the prairie. Perhaps only she felt that, too. But then young couples together, talking on a spring or summer night, dream vague dreams of all that may sometime be or that may never be. And, of course, there were gayer times, too, when music was heard and the scuffling of whirling, dancing feet, when Anne forgot the heartache that had come to her too soon at 18, and when he forgot his thoughts of the future, when both of them, for a little while, were just a carefree girl and her beau. So choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Choose your partner, skip to Maloo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. I'll be glad to go with you, so prithee do not tarry. But if I do, it's up to you to let me dance with Harry. Skip to Maloo, Charlie. Skip to Maloo, Johnny. Skip to Maloo, skip to Maloo, my darling. For them, this boy and girl, the spring had come all too late, and the end of summer came all too early. When August came, this very same time of year, he walked to Anne's house to find it hushed and silent. Even the little brothers and sisters were still, for Anne was ill, and the doctor came and went with a troubled look. Often, he couldn't even see Anne, and so he sat for hours with the family, just wanting to be near her. And when he went away, he walked through the summer night alone. And at last, one day, it would have been this very day of the year, he went to Anne's and was admitted to her room. Although before, the doctor said she must have rest and quiet. He sat by her bedside and perhaps she touched his hand to comfort his sorrow. Perhaps she told him of her faith in his greatness.
Off in the stilly night, ere slumber's chain has bound me, fond memory brings the light of other days around me.
He left the prairie town of New Salem not long after Anne was gone and went to Springfield. He was a melancholy man after that, but he had a tenderness and kindness and an understanding, a sympathy that perhaps came from his own sorrow. And these were qualities he would need and that his nation would need from him. For he was to become the leader of his nation, Abraham Lincoln. But no matter what fame fate brought him, he was never able to forget Anne Rutledge. And although she played no part in history, we can never forget her either. The girl who once walked by the river on a summer day and who now sleeps under a prairie sky as the soft, gentle, lonesome wind blows through the night.
It is night and the stars are brightly shining above in heaven's deep blue. And here by a hammock reclining in rosy bower, at midnight hour, I sing a song of love to you. Night winds are softly playing mid leafy boughs above, and my hammock swaying, lovely to dreams of love. And while thou art dreaming, deep within my heart, I offer a prayer that God will keep thee ever mine. And when the morning dawns with glorious
That's all for today, friends. But I'll be back again tomorrow with not one, but several stories I was reminded of the other night when I saw the hit show Brigadoon. And this was one of the songs I liked best.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love.
But until tomorrow, my name is Jack Kilty. I bid you good day, and I thank you for letting me wander your way. So come round tomorrow, and you'll hear me say, I oodle, I oodle, I oodle, I
You've been listening to Once Upon Our Time, a quarter hour of music and human interest stories featuring Broadway's newest singing star, Jack Kilty, with music under the direction of Irwin Costell. Jack will be back tomorrow morning at this same time, so tune in, won't you? This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.